This is a little scary. A new study out of Connecticut College in New London, Connecticut, found Oreos are addictive.
That's not abnormal.
Maybe more addictive than cocaine.
Well, that is.
Researchers ran brain scans on rats who had eaten Oreos and rats who had given a small amount of cocaine. They found the ones who had just eaten the Oreos had stronger cravings for more Oreos.
Hmm.
All right. So there you go. You've been warned.
Now I want Oreos. Calling all you crazy cat ladies out there. Yep. We have some around here. Apparently she can't hear me right now.
Not looking at you?
Nope. She's not. Radio must not be on out there. But, you know, you have your cats and you're sitting at home at night. You're drinking your wine. Well, now you don't have to drink your wine alone. Because there's wine for cats.
Oh, this is a great product.
It just hit the market yesterday. So, yeah, you don't have to drink your wine alone. Your cat can actually drink it with you. It doesn't have any alcohol, but it does have a little catnip in it. A Japanese company created it, and they say they developed it, quote, for those wanting to celebrate birthdays or Christmas with their beloved cats.
Or Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever.
It's on sale in Japan. It's only about $4 a bottle. No word on when it might make its way over here. Let's someone just do this, make the American version.
Absolutely, because this is a huge seller. I mean, this is gold in a bottle. Guy in Oklahoma wanted to go extra realistic this Halloween decoration, so he put out two fake headless bodies in his driveway. Then he put up some pretty realistic pools of blood where the head should be. And you know what happened. Neighbor called 911. The guy says he's not taking down the decorations, though. In fact, he's since added a third fake body to his
display. I saw that picture floating around on Facebook yesterday, and I was like, oh my God, what happened? And then you see it, and then you're like, wow, that's dedication to Halloween.
Yes.
Football fans, when you think of America's favorite team, how this is even possible, still, I have no idea. But for the sixth year in a row, the Dallas Cowboys. Totally agree.
Hate the Cowboys. Who loves the Cowboys so much? How do they keep getting to be America's favorite team?
Yes, they are America's favorite football team. And they have been number one or number two every year for the past decade. The rest of the top five are the Green Bay Packers. Woo! Yeah! The Denver Broncos, the New York Giants, and New England Patriots.
What? No Vikings in the top? What?
No Vikings, I guess not. Not America's favorite team. The Broncos, they jump from 17th to 3rd place. Can you guess why?
I'm going to go with Peyton.
Exactly. And the Indianapolis Colts, they have dropped from 6th to 19th place since Peyton left. So, once again, I guess
Peyton
the Dallas Cowboys, America's favorite football team.
You know, dogs and cats have a long history of hating each other, but it's nice
maybe
to know.
Maybe they need dog wine, too.
When it's crunch time, they have dog beer, so it's crunch time. They've got each other's back. A woman in Seminole, Florida, recently looked out her back window and saw two coyotes trying to play tug of war with her cat.
Ouchie.
Before she could react, her son's pit bull bolted out the back door, chased off the coyotes, and saved the cat's life.
Oh, that's nice.
And that night, they sat down to a bottle of cat wine. To celebrate. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. If there is such a thing as cat wine in the U.S., they'll get it. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.